You don't need to look hard to find the economic effects of COVID-19 all around you. Business owners are making some tough decisions amid the pandemic, and we wondered if how businesses behave now will affect the choices consumers make later when economic activity picks up again. Jeffrey Smith is a professor of management at Seattle University's Albers School of Business and Economics. He studies business ethics, and I began by asking him what kinds of ethical issues businesses might face as they deal with the pandemic and its economic fallout.
The questions are slightly different for a large business versus what you might expect of a small mom-and-pop restaurant. Both of them obviously are going to be thinking centrally about how they can demonstrate respect for the needs and interests of employees while operating within certain financial constraints. And there are inevitably trade-offs.
Are consumers watching? Are they going to be making decisions when this is over based on what they see now? Or are consumers themselves too busy worrying about their own situations? This is such a widespread crisis.
I think you're right. In the moment right now, we tend to be more insular in the sense that we're concerned about our own friends and our own family and our own prospects for work. And so we might not be thinking as deliberately about the businesses that we might interact with in a year. Amazon is a good example of a company that we probably will make mental note of when all of this clears.
Sick leave policies, for example, weren't written with a global pandemic in mind. And so I wonder how much of this consumers might see as forgivable. You know, as you look at decisions people might be having to make between surviving as an entity and doing what is the fine and upstanding thing for everybody who works for them.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. You know, sometimes when you're thinking about ethically responsible business, it's not so much just the outcome. You know, do you retain your employees? I mean, outcomes matter in ethics, but equally as important when you're thinking about ethical responsibility is the sort of manner in which decisions are made. Whatever configuration a given business might have to develop is one thing, and whether or not a business can even do that financially is another thing. But what we, I think we expect is for businesses to be mindful, attentive, diligent, even though they're in the pinch of this pandemic.
As a consumer, what can I do if I don't like the way companies handled this situation and they're the only this or that in town?
If we take seriously the governor's executive order and we take seriously CDC guidelines, it's probably best if I simply walk to the nearest store that I go to, right, without exercising choice over which company might, on balance, might be affording the best, greatest protection to its workers. And that's, I think, a completely understandable choice for any given individual, right? Ethics is really about balancing all sorts of competing concerns. It's not as if you can always make a decision in a way that's consistent with all your deeply held values. And that's especially true in the marketplace. You can't really rely upon individual actors, whether those be individuals, small businesses, large corporations. You can't really rely on them to be morally upstanding actors if you don't already have a prior system in place. And so it's really become apparent to me this crisis has really sort of highlighted the importance of having a robust, some might say, welfare state in place to make sure that you have all of the background conditions necessary for individuals, individual citizens, individual businesses and corporations to not only do the right thing, but also do socially beneficial things that may even not be required.
Professor Jeffrey Smith, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Jeffrey Smith holds the Boeing Frank Schrantz Chair of Professional Ethics at Seattle University's Albers School of Business and Economics.